Good morning, everyone. Thursday, February 25th, the fourth Thursday of the month, and that means it's time to say good morning to Maggie Strong from Quincy Next. We've been talking now for months about plans to move Quincy forward and what the vision for Quincy Next will be. And today we're going to talk about that. But first, Maggie wants to talk a little bit about a great program that impacts juniors this year in high school, and that's the CEO program. So tell us all about what CEO stands for and how people can get involved.
Sure. CEO stands for Creating Entrepreneurial Opportunities, and this is a program that was started out of the Quincy Next plan to enhance entrepreneurship in our region. And our first class is wrapping up their year. They had a class business, and then they moved on. They're now working on their individual classes. This is a program for high school seniors. So right now we're actually recruiting for next year's class. So applications are available for anybody in Adams County who's a junior in Adams County High School. They can apply. You go to AdamsCountyCEO.com. The program is just wonderful. The students we've had this year, really excited about the opportunities they've had. They've been out in the community. This class doesn't meet in the classroom. It meets in different places throughout the semesters, and they go and meet with business owners and entrepreneurs and learn what they're doing. The beauty of this program is that, yes, we want these young people to become entrepreneurs, but we like the term intrapreneurs, too. Their eyes are open to all that is available in the Quincy and Adams County area, and they see that, you know, there's a lot of opportunities here, and there might be a place for them, and they're making those connections in high school, which is a fantastic opportunity.
So you're not only teaching them they could start their own business, but you're exploring that, hey, if you're not quite ready to do that, you can work at one of these great businesses and learn these skills and either become a player at that place or move on. And, you know, Maggie, your life is very much an example of that. You've done a lot of things in your career, and you had to at one time say, well, I'm going to make that big decision to step out and start my own company. And it's always scary whenever that happens, but you've been successful. And so these kids need to talk to role models that have done exciting things.
Exactly. And they each have a mentor from the community who volunteers. Roger Lienertz is our CEO facilitator. One of the most proud moments of this Quincy Next whole initiative has been this Adams County CEO. I can see this really growing and continuing to affect the Quincy and Adams County area for years to come.
It is so exciting. Yesterday we had a young man on who works for Arts Quincy, and Ryan McElroy was his name, and he graduated from Quincy High, went on to do music at the University of Iowa, theater major, behind the scenes, got a job in Pennsylvania, and COVID shut everything down. So he came back to his hometown, and he's managed to find employment here. He has like four side gigs to make one great job, you know. And I'm hoping he'll stay, because that's exactly what we've been talking about, trying to stop the brain drain or the bright flight away from our area. And, of course, you can't wait kind of to change your environment when you're a senior in high school. You really want to go somewhere, spread your wings, and do something else. And that's probably good.
It is good.
It's good to see other things, see other cultures, experience other things. But don't ever forget your hometown, because it's a great place to come back. You were raised here. It's a great place to raise your own children here. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we're going to talk about. So grandparents and parents, get those juniors to sign up for that CEO program, part of Quincy Next. And we talk about all aspects of Quincy Next this time of day on the Mary Griffith Show. And there's just so many different moving components on it. Some of them are huge and some of them are small. Some of them have already been attained. Some of them are maybe years down the road, but Quincy Next is moving forward. And so to that end, Maggie Strong, let's turn our attention to the riverfront, because some real decisions are going to have to be made here pretty quickly by our elected officials.
Yes, we're getting near the end of our, over a year-long process because of COVID. We had a little pause there, but this riverfront master planning process has been one for the books. We didn't realize what we would be encountering with the pandemic and not being able to see people in person, but I tell you, we were really pleased with the amount of public engagement we were able to achieve Eve, despite not being able to see folks in person. We had a number of public open houses that were virtual. We had people attend online, had really good questions and answers for them. And we've had three surveys so far, over almost 3,000 responses to those surveys, 2,796. So we think we got a lot of feedback, and that feedback has told us that people want this to happen. They want to see some sort of riverfront development. Our latest survey, we had 778 responses. I love that we had a wide variety of people as far as age groups. We had some younger people. You know, typically when I get these surveys, sometimes it leans a little to the older population, which is great. We want to hear from those folks. But we're thinking of a project that's 10, 15, 20 years in the making. So we want to hear what these young people think. So we had under 18, 23% was the latest response, which was fantastic, I thought. We want to hear what those young people want because it's going to be their riverfront. People were, you know, concerned about flood mitigation. We hear that a lot. We know.
Why build anything down there? Why put anything down there? It's just going to get ruined. Fortunately, engineering has solved some of those problems.
A little bit, yeah. And we know that flooding is an issue. You know, we have some great folks on our team who are very aware of what the Mississippi River can do and does do and will do. And so we're taking all that into account with our planning and how we design the different areas, some that will be allowed to flood, some that we'd like to reduce the flood impact. So we're in the final plan, we'll have a lot of recommendations for a variety of ways to deal with those flooding considerations. Main Street improvement was also something we heard a lot from folks. What are we going to do with Main Street once that bridge is no longer there? You've got it right outside your window here at
WTAD
Studios.
It's going to be lonely.
It's not going to be lonely, though.
Okay. I've been corrected by Maggie Strong.
You're going to have so many people walking back and forth to, you know, connecting from the downtown and Washington Park down to the riverfront.
At 5:30 in the morning? Okay.
All times of day. I'm sure of it. Those will be the real dedicated folks.
Well, you're right. I mean, everything changes. And change is one of those things that, in a way, we all kind of dread. And yet, from change comes almost everything good in our life. So it's just our human nature. We resist change.
We do.
Once change happens, we then embrace it because we're forced to. Mm-hmm. And then we find a way to make it great. And you're right. I will probably not be sitting at this microphone when that new bridge is built. That's how far away it is. But maybe I will be. I hope to be here quite a bit longer. But you're right. Right now, as you look, dozens and dozens and dozens of cars come across that bridge. Almost all of them make that left turn and head, you know, elsewhere in our community. Well, now when they come across the new bridge, if they make a left turn, they're going to be coming right into our downtown.
That's right.
So there's going to be a lot of opportunity. So that new bridge has got to be factored into whatever happens on our riverfront.
It does. And really, that's one of the reasons we started this whole plan. We knew that it was coming, and we've been told, you know, we'll get what we get if we don't have a plan. So we're going to give them a plan that's supported by the public, them being IDOT, and say this is really what the public has told us that they want. We know that something has to happen with this street that is basically going to be abandoned by the state because it will no longer be a state highway. So here's what we want. And what we want and what we've been told is beautiful landscaping, places to stop along the way so that...
That's a hill, baby.
That hill doesn't seem so intimidating.
Yeah.
So there's going to be places and activities and things to look at to go back and forth. And then really... what we heard a lot of folks really like about the plans that we've put out there so far is that gateway overlook, the idea of keeping the end of Memorial Bridge and seeing, making that become a really iconic feature of our riverfront, something that isn't everywhere on the Mississippi River.
Yeah, so you can go and take a picture or extend yourself out there. Maybe they'll even get crazy and build one of those glass or acrylic viewing floors where you can walk out and look straight down. I don't know. But there's so many opportunities, and we'll still have that infrastructure. The infrastructure will still be good enough not to do a car across, but for pedestrians approach. And it'll give it a nice scenic overlook. And that river is one of our greatest assets. And I think this pandemic has caused more people to get out and maybe walk a little bit more and explore nature a little bit more, because you have to be alone,
right?
Isolated from other people. And so maybe some folks have been down on that riverfront that haven't been down on it for years. I never understand all the people I talk to who never, ever go down to Quincy's riverfront. I said, people come from all over the United States of America just to see that river. You live here right by it, and you go down there once every 5 years. But, again, to each his own.
Well, and we get into our daily routines, and that's not a part of it.
Oh,
but
we
take
it for granted.
We do, and I think you're right. With the pandemic, people have changed the way they're doing things. And I tell you, I spent more time on that Bill Klingner Trail with my family
right.
because we had to go someplace, and we couldn't go, normal places. So, one of the things that we're really looking at is how do we connect that trail system to the riverfront and the rest of the community.
There's already a plan for that.
There is a plan,
but
and
again,
we're continuing that.
Continuing that. And I think one thing, again, it helps if you've traveled a bit. Monterey, California did it right. Monterey, California is up on a bluff, and the Pacific Ocean is down below. Now, everybody wants to go to the ocean, but Monterey, California needs you to come and eat at their restaurants. So they have done the right thing. They have taken this walkway from the beach up to the top of the promontory, not quite unlike Quincy right mm-hmm. here, and have given you places to stop and rest because mm-hmm. it's a steep climb. I mean, they've tried to make it not as steep,
sure.
but basically you've got to get up on the top of this hill. So they've given you places to stop. They put little things there, maybe a little thing for you to stop, have refreshment. We're halfway up the hill. Let's stop and rest. So that has been one of the things that has always cut Quincy off from its riverfront is the steepness of the climb.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's a way to integrate the riverfront up here to the district and have some kind of, crookedy thing, the way they used to have it, if you look at old pictures of Quincy before the bridges were built, there were no road straight up from the river up to the, because a team of horses couldn't pull that.
Sure.
That so they had these sloping things like you see a lot in roads in Colorado and stuff. A pedestrian thing like that would be absolutely perfect. It takes up space, but you're going to have space.
We have space. That's right. We have plenty
space.
To play with.
So there's lots of really fun things that you can think of that can happen along that way.
Exactly. And, we talk about Main Street, but we also have Hampshire. And some folks remember the TESCA plan. That was a little bit before my time, but we really referenced a lot at my days at Grediff.
Thank you. I do remember. Thank you for announcing how young you are. Yes.
I was around slightly afterwards. Wasn't too interested in it in high school, but... But the TESCA plan called for that restaurant row idea, and
right.
people are still interested in that, and it's already begun. Honestly, we have that Times Square, we have O'Griff's used to be there, we have tiramisu, we have Boodaloo, we have Chicks, kind of right down there, and Native. So we have that restaurant row beginning. So how do we continue to make that a destination as well? And again, add little places to stop along the way so that folks feel like the journey is part of the destination.
Right.
It's not just, oh my gosh, I have to go up this tall hill. It's wow, isn't this a great experience?
Any tourist attraction that has a tall hill has figured out some way.
That's right.
In Clarksville, they built a sky ride.
Yep.
In other hilly places, they have built maybe a little tram. Or in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I forget what they call those, but they've got those little cars that go up the side of the mountain. Same
mm-hmm.
thing in Portugal, very, very steep cliffs separating different parts of town. I think they're called ventriculars, or I don't know the name of it. I'll say it wrong.
I've heard
funiculars.
Yeah,
something like that, but they're cute. So, you don't know what it's going to be, but there'll definitely be a plan to attach the bottom of Quincy to the top of Quincy.
That's right. Yeah, and an exciting thing is with the new bridge, we think about that will have a bicycle pedestrian lane, which we're, not familiar with around here. So that in itself, I think, will be a destination. But we're thinking in part of our plan, how do we get folks from that bicycle pedestrian lane down to the riverfront as well. So we have this idea of a Main Street ramp. Will be ADA grade accessibility issues. You know, we want to make sure all this is accessible for everybody. So we'll be incorporating all of that as well, and that could connect to that gateway overlook. So really connecting all these different features that folks have identified that they really are drawn to in the plans that we presented so far.
Maggie Strong, my guest today. We're going to have to take a break here pretty quick, but real quick, Maggie, okay, you're getting these ideas, you're getting these plans, but somebody has to approve this and somebody has to start paying for it. So give us the 30-second answer and then we'll elaborate when we come back from break. Where are we now with getting people to say, okay, I agree, as a elected official, I'm willing to sign off on this?
So we're ready to, we'll be ready in the next couple of months here to present a final plan to the community, to our steering committee, and then to the public elected officials. Once we, you know, get through that steering committee and the community and get their approval, we think that the public officials will follow because they're hearing from their constituents that this is something they want to see. Part of that plan will be phasing and funding recommendations. So we're not going to just lay it out there and be like, okay, good luck. We'll have, you know, recommendations for where we think monies can come from, how we think it can be sustainable and governed over the years so that this is not anything that will be a burden on any one public entity, but be something that we can all be proud of and work together.
Well, you've got the City of Quincy, Adams County, Quincy Park District, maybe even some other players that mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with.
Private developers.
Private developers. And so, you know, we're going to have a new mayor when this mm-hmm. all comes in. So we're going to have to, you know, start, not back from square one, but you're going to have to sell the program. The Adams County Board has fairly stable leadership, but their numbers change. Mm-hmm. And the Park District, of course, those duly elected members can change. And so it's going to be very interesting. So if you're interested in this riverfront development program, start now gently lobbying those people who are elected officials to say, we really need this. And yes, it's an investment. It's money. It's going to cost. And maybe it can't be started in 2021. But let's get going, because when that new bridge comes, we want to make sure that that bridge is the most architecturally significant and first-class bridge in the area, and we want to make sure that all the amenities that hook up to that bridge are the best we can get, because guess what? The state of Illinois isn't going to build another new bridge for us in a long, long time, so we got to get it right. 9:34 our time. We'll be back. Maggie Strong, my guest today. If you have a question or comment about riverfront development, Maggie's here to take those questions and comments. 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD 938. Maggie Strong is here. She is with the Quincy Next organization. This is a group that Maggie kind of coordinates and leads, but it's a bunch of people in our community who are wanting better housing, better transportation, better tourism, you know, just any infrastructure improvements at all that can be made. And they're trying to do it in some kind of organized fashion. And, of course, the first things out of the gate were kind of the easiest things, the low-hanging fruit, the stuff that didn't cost a whole lot of money. And now we're talking about some projects that are going to take a significant investment. And so when you talk about riverfront development and maybe having a performance space on the riverfront, mm-hmm. when you talk about having a clearly defined area that goes from point A to point B where everybody can walk, everybody can bicycle, everybody can stroll, there'll be some parking so you can get down to the riverfront in your car, but there again, there may be ways to get you up the hill a little bit more gently than the people I see in the morning who are running that hill because they want that cardio workout. Not everybody's going to do that. So there's a lot that still needs to take place. And when you talk to people, I think that accessibility to the riverfront and making sure that it improves property values, that the area looks clean and nice, and that some of the maybe overgrowth is turned away, some of the dumping that has happened down there. Those are things that can start happening even before any real infrastructure goes in.
That's right. Yeah. There's lots of things that are happening actually right now with the Park District and their plans for Lincoln Park, which are all, we're all keeping that in mind. So it's all cohesive. How do we connect that?
And the new wetlands, too.
And the new wetlands with Cubera. Yes.
Yeah.
It's all coming together.
Yeah. It's all a cooperative effort. Everybody has their little piece of the pie. Quincy Next is trying to make sure that it's not strawberry pie next to blueberry pie next to rhubarb pie, but that there's a melange that moves into each other. So each can have their own little special place. Mm-hmm. I'm not a skateboarder, but I'm glad there's a skateboard park.
Exactly.
But I'm not particularly interested in going there, but I might be interested in what's next door. So that's where we need to go with this.
And this is for everyone. One of my most eye-opening experiences is we did a presentation with the Northside Boat Club a few Fridays ago, and I don't go down there. I'm not a member. But I walked in there, lots of people, families, I understand, lots of kids, and they're shooting their trap, as they're called. And
they're always doing that. Yeah.
And it was a great experience for me to see how many, people use the riverfront right now. We don't think about it. And just to hear their perspectives on how they want this to coexist with what's coming. And, at first it was like, oh, we're a little scared of change. What are you going to do? Don't move us. And after we finished and said, no, we want to only enhance what you're doing, and we want to make it better, and we want to have safer parking, and we want to, have more lighting for you and all of these things. It was like, okay, sign us up.
As long as they don't feel threatened. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to share this funny story. My family, we never owned a boat, but we did have friends who boated. So I was on the river a lot when I was a kid. My dad, I don't know if he was ever a dues-paying member, but he went to the Northside Boat Club a lot. And I said, Dad, you don't have a boat. What's the deal? He goes, well, I like the people down there, and the beer's cheap.
That's right.
The cheapest place to get a beer in Quincy, he said. But I will tell you this. When my dad became ill and was pretty unable to go up the steps of the Northside Boat Club, which at the time, and maybe still, is not handicap accessible, his two nephews made that, fireman's sling for him and carried him up those steps so that he could have that beer at
Dedication.
The Northside. And there's a lot of guys down there that go shoot trap and... there's a whole culture on our riverfront, and there's the boat, the South Side, the North Side, and the Quincy Boat Club. Three different cultures, three different groups of people. The river brings everyone down. The river attracts all genres of lifestyles. And we should celebrate all of that.
We should celebrate it, and we know that there's room for everybody.
That's right. I would not want to see Northside Boat Club go away.
No.
Because the people that, have been members there for years, and that's such a part of their family tradition, is going down there and shooting and doing all those things. Yeah, you don't want that to come to an end. But boy, wouldn't it be great if they got some new people to come in?
It would. And I was ready to sign up. I thought, well, this is interesting. I've never experienced anything like this.
Well, you don't have to own a boat, because my dad didn't own a boat.
I hear that. I don't think a lot of them do. But, we did hear the perspective of the boat owners that said, we need to have a place where we can access the water during high water events. When people fill out these surveys and share their responses, I want them to know how important that is.
Yeah.
Because
you're not going to know.
Hear it. Yeah. I don't have the same experience as every other Quincyan in town or folks from out of town.
We've got some pretty good boat launch facilities here. At least I think we do. But if there's a way that they could be tweaked, or we could have one that is more high water accessible, and that could be part of this new construction, yippee-yay.
We need to know those things.
We need to know those
things. We heard from the emergency core group that, we need to access it at all times during the river. These are things that were really important for us to hear. So, and we're continuing to listen. So even though this last survey is closed, you can always go to QuincyRiverfront.com. There's a form there. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you know, because, again, we don't all have the same experiences. We don't see things the same way. We're going to build this riverfront for as many people as we can. We want it to be accessible to all. So,
and the one thing you can't do, you cannot ruin the scenery. In other words, you want development down there, but you still want that river to be the star of the show. Of course, you can't build much any closer than it's already built because of flooding,
Well, but that's one of the things that we're looking at is this kind of concept of steps to the riverfront that are allowed to flood. One of the things,
like St. Louis.
Yeah, one of the things we've heard from folks is, you go to the riverfront, but you can't really access the river. You can't, you know, if you don't have a boat, you can't really dip your toe in, although I don't know if
well,
I'd want to do that.
You can go down the foot of Hampshire, but...
Yeah, but you're going to get a little muddy.
Yeah.
So, you know, so these steps to the riverfront, steps to the river's edge is part of the component that we're talking about that will be allowed to flood, you know, when those high water events are happening, but when they're not, it'll be a great place for folks to experience the river a little bit closer. So there's just so many fun things that we're looking at. Event Plaza is one of the things that Kate rose to the top. Folks want another place where we can gather, can be used for a multitude of events and activities.
I think Clatt Adams Park is now underutilized. It's got that nice bandstand, you know. It's too bad that more things can't go on down there. But, you know, I mean, again, they do have a lot of large events down there. They have had large events. The Quincy Park Band can put its movable shell and go almost anywhere, and and so we are positioned to use our riverfront. We just need a more contiguous plan from north to south so that everything flows together, because right now it is somewhat disjointed, and access by car is the primary access, and that may always be the primary access, but something secondary to that would really be extremely beneficial.
Yeah.
We've got to take a break. It's 9:46. We are back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. We have a caller who has waited patiently to get in on the Mary Griffith Show. What is your question for Maggie Strong with Quincy Next? Oh, they hung up on me or something. Oh, well, let's see. Call back. I promise I won't hang up on you again. I'm still desperately trying to learn this new system, so I don't know what's wrong, but... anyway, I couldn't get them on the air. But do call back, 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. Maggie's excited. She's got her headphones on. She's ready to take your question. We've talked a lot about the riverfront. Some votes are going to be happening. Let's real quick talk about maybe a few other pieces of Quincy Next. Just give us a little headline dot down, you know, what's... Oh, here, let's see if we can get to this caller. Let's see if we can get this caller on the air. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello. Hey, I'm just calling here from Quincy. Hopefully I won't lose connection. I'm in Northeast Missouri today working. What do you tell people who say, you know, we have a lot of parks already that are underutilized? I think 27 to 30 parks that are on the books now where there's walking trails, there's outdoor amenities. What's the riverfront going to bring, or is it just going to bring another park that's going to be kind of a cost to the city's revenue?
Okay, that's a great question, because everything that has to be maintained and upkept, and so there will be an investment and there will be a cost to maintain. Why is the riverfront not just any other park?
Well, I think the words right there, the river. You know, we have a beautiful park system that the park district does a great job of maintaining, and that all contributes to attracting folks to our community and keeping people here, so we want to continue to maintain that. But what we know from research and just from living and being in other communities, bodies of water attract people. You know, we have the Mississippi River. I think we take it for granted, a lot of folks who live here and have grown up here, but people from all around the world are interested and know the Mississippi River. So we need to take advantage of that, and we think this is an opportunity. And it's not just the park district. It's also city property. We're in private property. We need those folks all to get together behind this plan so that we can get a return on an investment, any investment we make here. We think this is a place for 365-day use for our community members, and something different than what's accessible right now in other parks. But we also think this is a place that we could grow some tourism and put some more dollars into our economy.
You know, that part of it, you know, Hannibal's got now the Viking cruise. I use the word Viking because people know it. Any ship could stop there. But they've got the Viking cruise dock ready, okay? Mm-hmm. They've got their Viking cruise docks. Well, anyone who's gone on those cruises knows that you don't just want to dock through a lock and dam every day. That's boring. So they can get off in Hannibal, do Hannibal. The boat can leave, come up to Quincy, put them on a bus, get them up to Quincy, do Quincy, get back on the boat, and head on up the river or head on down the river, as the case may be. Hannibal I wish we had Viking docks. We may not get them. That may be part of the plan. That may be something we say we can't afford. But the one thing we can do is work with those tour companies to say, yes, Hannibal is your premier destination and you will always stop in Hannibal. But when you go up and down the river, you've got to have another stop near Hannibal to take people off that boat, get them out in that community and see some other things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you don't go on a boat cruise just to sit on the boat all day and look at the banks of the Mississippi River. You don't go on a Rhine cruise to just look at the cliffs. You get on and off and on and off. And a lot of times you go by bus from point A to point B, short distance, only 25 miles. But meanwhile, that boat is doing the boring stuff like locking through,
mm-hmm.
and they're cleaning the ship, and you know, they're doing all that stuff that yeah. you don't want to be involved in. So we have this, it's coming. We know it's going to be driving right past our window. If we don't take advantage of it, we're the fools.
And we hear that, you know, they have repeat customers. They need, you know, there's a lot of folks who want to see new experiences but want to be on that same boat. So, you know, we're hearing from the conversations we're having with those tour boats that this is a potential opportunity.
I mean, Nauvoo is a potential. Quincy is a potential. And not just Quincy, but, you know, some of our agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going to our shrimp farm or seeing how, you know, a bunch of honey hives. There's all kinds of things. And we don't see it because we're so used to it.
That's right.
We're so used to it, we can't open up our eyes and see it. I mean, when I lived in Hannibal, you know, I was not from Hannibal, so I went to all that stuff. People that live in Hannibal are like, are you kidding me? We never go downtown. We never look at that stuff. But it's what you get used to. And, you know, we're getting used to that Mississippi River, but we need to look at it with fresh eyes.
Yeah, I think I've said this before, but I challenge folks to try to experience the community as a tourist one day or one weekend,
mm-hmm.
and really, you know, do the things that you would do if you were in a new town.
And go when you go to be a tourist, say, well, this was fun. Why can't I do this in Quincy? Why do I have to come here to do this?
Yeah.
You know, so that's a great thing. We're out of time. It's always a pleasure when you stop by, Maggie. We didn't get to transportation but, you know, the riverfront is going to be kind of first and foremost. You'll be back exactly 1 month from today. And we'll be talking then about the river. And we'll probably talk about housing again.
Yes.
Because housing was big in the mayor's race. Our youngest candidate brought up housing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's interesting to see what young kids think is important. So let's just keep it going. And always great to have you. And remember, folks, Quincy Next welcomes your opinions. And they're, you know, it's going to cost money. So, you know, if it's something that you want to lobby for, you're going to have to convince our lawmakers to spend that money. And
that's
if
right.
it's something you absolutely don't want, I guess you better tell them that, too. We'll do it all again tomorrow.